Good morning. Shabbat Shalom.
Good morning. Shabbat Shalom. Good morning.
I guess we can
begin.
I'm sorry.
Well, I was finishing your sentence. I said begin. I guess we could begin.
Correct. And we will begin with the Esther Dibrot, actually with the two lines of the Shema.
Let me go ahead and mute. I'm almost forgetting.
Let's see what I have a thought, but it's escaping me. Okay, I'm going to start with the Lashonei Hod.
Brandela.
Good morning. Kodesh Tov.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Kodesh Tov.
And Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
We are beginning with the L'shem Yichud, and then we're going to do the two lines of the Shema and the Esther Dibrot, followed by our study of Psalm 56. L'shem Yichud kudshabarichu ishkinte bit hilur himud hilud hilur himu. Liakta l'shem yud he bavavhe. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehinu Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kononei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kononeihu. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. And we will now say an additional L'shem Yichud, since we've said the Baruch Shem, grounding any excess energy. L'shem Yichud kudshabarichu ishkinte bit hilur himud hilud hilur himu. Le'achta l'shem yudhe bavavhe. V'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino Amadunai Elohino Alena Maaseya Denu Kanane Alena Maaseya Denu Kananehu. Vaydaber Elohim Et Kol HaDivarim. Ha'ele Laimor Anohi Hashem Elohecha Asher Hotzeitika Me'eretz Mitzrayim, mi'beit avadim, lo yihye lecha, Elohim acherim, al panai lo ta'aseh, lecha pesel, v'kol temuna asher b'shamayim, mima'al v'asher b'aretz, Mitachat va'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz. Lo tishtachave lahem v'lo tavdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana poked awon Shalim, Al Shileshim, we are Rebeim, Lishonai, we are Sed, La Alafim, La Ahavai, Ushomre, Mitzvotai, Lo Tisa et Shem Hashem, Elohecha, La Shav Ki Lo Yinake, Hashem et Asher Yisa, et Shemo La Shav, Zahor et Yom HaShabbat, Lekadsho Sheshet Yamim Tavod, Ve'asita Kol Melachtecha, Ve'yom HaShvi'i, Shabbat LaShem Elohecha, Lo Ta'aseh Kol Melacha, Ata Vincha, Uvitecha, Avdecha Wa'amadcha, Uvemtecha, Vegercha, Asher Bisharecha, Ki Sheshet Yamin, Asa, Hashem et Hashamayim, Ve'et Haaretz, Et Hayam, Ve'et Kol Asher Bam, Ve'yanach Bayom Hashvi'i, Alkein Berach Hashem et Yom HaShabbat, Vayikad Shehu, Kabed et Avicha, Ve'et Imecha, Leman Ya'arichu, Yamecha al ha'adama, Asher Hashem Elohecha, Noten lach, Lo tirtzach, Lo tinach, Lo tigmov, Tignov, Lo ta'aneh b're'acha, Ed shaker, Lo tachmod, Beit Re'echa, Lo Tachmod Eshet Re'echa, Ve'avdo Wa'amato, Wishoro Vachamoro, Wekol Asher L'Re'echa. We will now begin our study of the Tehillim 56, Psalm 56, which is the handout, is available from the unique Astrological Times link. And if you'll scroll down to the section of Ta'anit Dibur, the Fast of Words, the first link, for the second link under that is the Psalms landing page. When you open that up, scroll down almost to the bottom to Tehillim 56. And this is where we will begin. David composed this psalm while in mortal danger at the palace of Achish, who is the brother of Goliath. In his distress, David accepts the vows upon himself. This is an unwritten comment about this Kavanah. It's interesting to note, when we are children and we learn the story of David and Goliath, we get the sense that Goliath is a giant, and that is true. He is one of the last giants on the earth. The giants are mentioned in chapter 6 of Bereshit, in the first parasha, Bereshit, and in the book of Bereshit, in chapter 6, the giants are mentioned as being children of the fallen angels, angels with human women. But here we have what most of us don't realize at the time, the concept that there's more than one giant, and that Achish, the brother of Goliath, while it says that he was in the palace of Achish, it wasn't Achish's palace. Achish was a general working for another king, another person. Now for my written commentary, which is a totally different subject. I am adding, in the first word is a Hebrew word that translates as dove, meaning Yonah is the Hebrew word. The commentaries indicate that dove is a code word for Israel for many reasons. Among them is doves mate for life. And more than just for life, they mate for eternity. Because if a mate of a dove is killed, the surviving mate of the mated pair will not mate with another. The covenant that we've described of being in mortal danger is a good kavanah to have when saying this psalm. There are 14 verses in Psalm 56, and 14 is the gematria of the Hebrew word yad, which is translated as a hand. Also, the name David has a gematria of 14. King David is a chariot for Malchut, and thus the number 14 connects to Malchut, connects to manifestation. And the idea that the hand has a gematria of 14 is also explained by counting the bones in the fingers and thumb. There are 14 joints or bones in your fingers. 3 bones in each finger of the 4. The first finger, the second finger, the middle, the first finger, the middle finger, the third finger, and the pinky. Each have 3 bones, so that's 12. And then in the thumb, there's 2 bones. And this is just a hint to us, a demonstration of the power of the Hebrew language, the completeness of the Hebrew language, that on many different levels, the gematria, the human body, and the inner essence of the words themselves are all expressed within the Hebrew words. We will be utilizing the Yearning for Redemption PDF by Rabbi Abraham Sutton for our translation and as well as commentary. So please open that and then scroll down to Tehillim 56, which is on page 127 of the 216 total pages in the PDF file. And we're opening with a commentary. In Psalm 34, David prays to Hashem for having been delivered from Abimelech, who is Achish, the king of Gath, the main Philistine city in Gaza. After having been forced to take refuge there in order to escape being caught by Shaul's men, in this psalm, David returns to describe the anguish he felt at the time and how he feared for his life. For when he was there in Gaza, Goliath's brothers, who were among Achish's counselors, tried to convince the king to let them take revenge on David for having slain their brother only a short time prior. It was then that David prayed this psalm, pleading with Hashem to have mercy and deliver him from all his enemies. In response, Hashem brought a spirit of insanity into Achish's wife and daughter. Their screams literally drove Achish crazy. In a moment's blazing inspiration, David knew what he must do. He proceeded to play one of the most masterful roles of his life. Namely, he feigned insanity. He began to write strange messages on the walls as spit dripped down his chin. Achish's reaction, "You're telling me that this is the man who killed Goliath? This is the mighty warrior of Israel? I don't believe it. Get this madman out of here. Do I lack crazy people that you bring another one into my house?" David was thus saved from Achish's men. But what pained him most was that he was a hunted man among his own people. The main lesson of this psalm is encapsulated in verse 11. Whatever tribulations we must endure, whatever God's justice decrees for us, is ultimately for our good and is an expression of his great loving kindness. His justice is his love. The two are one, just as he is one. This paragraph, and essentially the last few sentences, is a message that we need to internalize and begin or continue to live while the world around us and our other perceptions, our other senses, it's very difficult to perceive how justice and love are unified. Verse 1. Lam natseach al yonat elem rechokim leDavid miktam bechoz oto pelishtim begat. Dedicated to the Master of Creation, who grants victory to Israel, the dove, who is silent and speechless after having been sent far away from her nest. Le David Miktam, a precious prayer by David, which he prized highly and reviewed constantly for the lessons it contains, when he was taken captive by the Philistines in Gath. 11 words. By now, we should understand that the 11 can be the 11 components of the Ketoret, which brings us closer to Hashem. Or we can perceive it also as the inclusive of all aspects of creation, which are the 10 Sefirot of holiness, and the 11th being the negative system. The second verse, actually, I will count the letters of the first verse prior. Forty-four is the word dam, dalad, mem, which translates as blood. And what is the meaning of blood? Many people consider blood as a negative attribute. Blood is death, Lianara. Many people perceive it that way. But blood has life within it. Blood has the soul, the nefesh, within it. The word for mankind, Adam, has the word for blood within it. The second verse. Haneni Elohim ki she'afani enosh kol hayom lochem yilchatzeini. Be gracious to me, Elohim, for base men surround me on all sides, waiting to devour me. I am hard pressed by my adversaries every moment of the day. There are 9 words. And again, by now, we should know that 9 can be either Chachma or Bina. Excuse me, can be Chachma or Yesod. Thirty-four letters, and we've discussed 34 before. Lamed Dalet, in the reverse order, Dalet Lamed, spells the word Dal, which means poor or lacking. It could also be teach the doorway. Lamed Dalet. Or the doorway to teaching, or the doorway to the teachings. And the teachings represent wisdom. The third verse. Sha'afu shorai. Kol hayom ki rabim lecha amim limarom. They watch me all day, waiting to devour me alive. How numerous are those who oppose me. I therefore call out to you who dwell above and see all. Fourth verse. Yom Yira Ani Elecha I ask the day I fear for my life, I place my trust in you alone. Only you can save me from their clutches. Assuming this is an accurate translation, I find this translation to be a tremendous life lesson. When you fear for your life, that's when you turn to God, when you place your trust in Hashem. When you do that, it implies that if you're not fearful for your life, it's up to you to do the actions. The fifth verse. Be'elohim ahalel devaro be'elohim batachti lo ira ma yaseh vasharli. I place my trust in Elohim, even when he judges me harshly. I praise him, for I know that he will also keep his word to save me. I trust Elohim, who oversees and directs all the events of my life. I therefore have no fear of men. What can mere flesh and blood do to me? This is a verse that is well worthwhile using as a mantra and can easily be added if you memorize the Hebrew, can easily be added as a mantra after you say the Mode Ani. Words. Getting a sense of the repetition of the number 11 in this song? Two letters, and we all know that 42 connects to the Anabakoa. The sixth verse. Kol hayom divare yatsevu alai kol machshevotam lara. Still, as long as they torment me, I spend my entire day expressing my anxiety in words of pained concern. For all their thoughts concerning me are to do evil. 8 words. Which connects to the Sefirah Bina. Letters. And we've discussed the number 29 many times previously, as the 29 is the letters Kaf and Tet, which are the letters that created the month of Av, the month of Father, and its connection to the Partsuf of Hachba, which is Abba, Father. The seventh verse, Yaduru Yisponu Eima Kevai Ishmaru Kasher Kiwu Nafshi. They gather together, they hide in ambush, watching my footsteps, looking for my weak spot, eager to ensnare my soul. You'll notice that the pronunciation is different than the spelling, and the difference is the letter Yud is in the spelling, which would be my, if that was the last letter of the word, and it could be considered that it could be parsed into Yitz Pon as one word and then Nu as the other. The ending Nu, Nun Vav, is a plural form. It's a male plural form of ending a word. It's actually the connected to the pronoun we in English. And there are eight words. Four letters indicating a condition of lack. The eighth verse, Al Aven Palet Lamo Be'ach Amin Kored Elohim. Is it right? Should they escape God's judgment after perpetrating such injustice against me? Elohim, who cast nations down in wrath? This is a question being asked. The ninth verse. No di safarta atashima. Dimati bino decha alo besifratecha. Hashem, you have reckoned my successive migrations, the forced expulsions I have had to brave. I beg you, place my tears and all the tears of my people in your flask. Behold, I am certain that they are accounted in your book of reckoning. There are eight words that connects to the Sefirah of Bina. Also note, as we had this discussion the other day about the word Hine, meaning behold, you don't really see Hine in this verse, and yet there is a word behold here. Not sure which word it is that's relating to that, 10th verse. As Yashuru Yavai Achor Biyom Efra Ze Yado Yadati Ki Elohim Li. I am therefore also certain that the day will come when my enemies will be turned back and suffer defeat. On the day I call you, this I know, for Elohim is with me. The 11th verse. Elohim Mahalel Devar Ba Hashem Mahalel Devar. I therefore bless Elohim, God's attribute of justice, for everything, even the suffering I endure, just as I bless Hashem's, God's attribute of mercy, for everything, the kindness that he bestows. Footnote 85. The Talmud quotes the following verse. The time will come when Hashem will be recognized as king over the entire world. On that day, Hashem will be one and his name will be one. The Talmud asks, how can it be written that Hashem will be one? Isn't he one now? Rabbi Acha Bar Chananya answers, this world is not like the world that is coming. In this world, when hearing good tidings, we say judgment is truth. We say blessed is he who is good and who does good. When receiving evil tidings, we say blessed is the judge whose judgment is truth. In the world that is coming, this will no longer be the case. Rather, we will see the good clearly in all that happens. In the world that is coming, we will only say, blessed is he who is good and who does good. This is an unwritten commentary by me. Many of us know that the phrase that is said when we hear the tidings of someone who has passed, what we say is Baruch Dayan Emet, blessed is the faithful judge, or the truthful judge, or the judge of truth. But are you ready to say, upon hearing the news that someone has passed, are you ready to say, blessed is the one who does good? The answer for most people is, of course not. We're not ready to say that. But it's a consciousness we can strive for. To perceive everything that happens, both good and bad, as coming from Hashem, with the certainty that what we perceive as bad is really for our own good. I'm continuing to read the footnote. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov taught, when a person knows that everything that happens to him is for his benefit, this perception and understanding is a foretaste of the level of the world that is coming, Olam Haba. This is what King David meant when he said, I bless Elohim for everything, just as I bless Hashem for everything. As our sages said, this hints to the level of heightened awareness associated with Olam Haba, the world that is coming. This heightened awareness is called Yediyah Shlema, complete or perfect awareness. Complete or perfect knowledge. For the essence of Dat, knowledge, awareness, consciousness, is the complete union of Chasadim and Givurot, Hashem's love and Hashem's justice. This is called Dat because these two seemingly opposite poles are one in dots. In other words, one has overcome the dichotomy between Hashem's love and his justice is said to have attained dots, attained knowledge. Such a person is then able to bless he who is good and who does good over everything that happens to him. This is the meaning of Hashem will be one and his name will be one. Namely, that in the future, the unity will be totally revealed and we will see that all was for the good. The 12th verse. Elohim fatachti lo ira ma yaseh adam li. I trust in Elohim who oversees and directs all the events of my life. I therefore have no fear of men. What can man do to me? This is an unwritten comment, but if you look at this verse, the words, I have no fear, and then in smaller letters is of men. When you look at the Hebrew, there is no men at that location. There's no word for men at that location. Rabbi Sutton has added it, and he feels that it's has meaning and is more meaningful to the words that are being expressed. But from my perspective, I wouldn't limit the idea of having fear just to having fear of people. We can fear circumstances. We can fear animals. We can fear more. We can fear the unknown. We can fear many things, not just men. But if you trust Hashem, if you have knowledge of the certainty that Hashem only allows things to happen to you that are motivating you to change and for the better, if you only understand that Hashem is always good and his actions directed towards us are always only good. There's no need to add the additional words of men. The 13th verse. Oh Elohim nidarecha ashalem todot lach. It is only for me to fulfill the vows I made to you, Elohim. It is only for me to repay my thanks to you. There are six words connecting to heaven, which is Zeran Pin. There are 23 letters. And I'm going to take a moment to connect with the idea of what else has the number 23 by going to the Bible Wheel, the Matria database. The word Chaya, Chet Yud He, which is a female form of Chai, life, but it's also, with the He at the end of the word, has the meaning of going in the direction of life. And in the reverse order, He Chet Yud, it's ha-he, or ha-chai, meaning the life, the living. And bo-ha, bet-aleph-kaf, is 23 gematria. And it has the meaning of your coming. You're coming closer to Hashem is the idea. But the opposite of going in the direction of life is Cheta, Ketet Aleph Hey. Ketet Aleph spells the word het, which is one of the three forms of sin in Hebrew. But the hey at the end is the feminine form of the word, but it's also going in the direction of sin. So the choice is always ours. Are we going in the direction of life, of living, or the direction of sin? And the opposite of life. Verse 14. Ki itzalta mimavet halo raglai midechi behitalech livne Elohim bior hachayim. For you delivered my soul from death, my feet from stumbling, so that I could walk before Elohim in the light of eternal life. Twelve words that connect to the 12 tribes of Israel. And 49 letters that connects to this. Forty-nine connects to the days of the Omer, the counting of the Omer. 49 connects to the growing spiritually from the free lunch associated with Pesach to having earned the light of our Shavuot, the revelation of the Torah. So I will now say the verses in Hebrew in sequence. Lam Natseach Al Yonat Eilem Rechokim LeDavid Mikam Bechozoto Pelishtim Bagat Haneni Elohim Kishe Apani Enosh Kol Hayom Lohem Yilchatzeni She'afu Shorerai Kol Hayom Ki Rabim Lechamim Limarom Yom Ira Ani Elecha Eftach Elohim Achalel Divaro Belohim Batachti Lo Ira Maya Sevasarli Kol Hayom Divare Yatsevu Alai Kol Mach Shevotam Lara Yaguru Yitzponu Ema Akevai Ishmoru Asher Kivu Nafshi Alaven Elpialet Lamo Beah Amin Horeid Elohim Nodi Saparta Atashima Dimati Benodecha Halo Besifratecha Az Yashun Vu O Yevai Echor Beyom Echra Ze Yedati Ki Elohim Li Be'Elohim Achalel Devar Bashem Machalel Devar Elohim batachti lo ira ma yaseh adam li. Alai Elohim nidarecha ashalem todot lach. Ki hitzalta Nafshi mimavet halo raglai midechi lehitalech lifnei Elohim beor hachayim. That's the end of the psalm, the end of our class. Are there any questions?
I have a comment.
Please.
I thought it was interesting that the psalm has 14 verses, and back at the introduction that you talked about and read to us, that relates to the gematria of David himself. And then yes. I was thinking that the word fear is an acronym for FOSS. Evidence appearing real.
It is interesting. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. I know I wouldn't see some of these things had you not been teaching them to us. Thank you.
It's not me we thank. We thank Hashem and we thank my teachers because they taught me so I can teach you.
Right. Thank you to all. We stand upon the shoulders that come before us, don't we?
Amen. Always true, but we need to always remember that. I'm just going to mention next week is the last of the 8 weeks of show voting. So we will have the Psalms again on Monday, Thursday, and Friday this coming week, the week of Tetzaveh. But the following week, Kititza, we will only have the Psalms reading on Friday. And our class is Saturday night. Will be the Zohar for Tetzaveh. And earlier this week, we spoke about section 11 of the Zohar on Parashat Tetzaveh. We probably will not get to that section, so if you want to take a look at it before next year, when we will get to it, feel free to do so. Have a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat to all. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Shalom Gadol.